ladies and gentlemen, Vice Chairman Garner presiding over the meeting in the absence of Chairman Dexter Edwards tonight, Tuesday, January the 17th. I'm gonna call this meeting to order, and I'm gonna ask Assistant County Manager George Future if he would lead us in the invocation and pledge of allegiance.
May we pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, thanking you, Lord, for another day, another sunrise and another sunset, and now evening time. And we thank you for the privilege for which we have gathered and for the commissioners who are elected to serve this county, to lead and guide the direction of the affairs of Duplin County. And we just pray that you'll bless them and their families. Lord, especially tonight, we pray for Chairman Commissioner Edwards, and we pray, dear Lord, that you would just bless him, bless his family, and return him back to us at a point in time. Father, we do thank you for those of us that have the privilege to work here in the county, and we just pray that you'll help us to know that we're public servants and that we will carry out the direction of this board. Thank you for the citizens that have come tonight. We pray that you'll bless all the citizens of Duplin County. Bless us continually in this new year, we pray. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. George. We all have the agenda before us tonight as presented. Does any of the commissioners have any additions they would like to add to the agenda?
I don't know.
Does the clerk have anything that he would like to add to the agenda?
Yes, sir. Mr. Vice Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I'd like to add the bad debt and deceased write-offs for the Duplin County EMS prior to January of 2013 to the consent agenda. The amount to be written off is $165,758.44.
All right. Pleasure of the board on the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. The agenda carries. Now on to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
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 I'm sorry.
All opposed? Same sign.
I think we missed the approval of the minutes from the last meeting.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Chairman.
Let's back up and approve the minutes from our regular held meeting on January the 3rd. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. All right. That got us through the consent agenda.
Did that motion, Mr. Vice Chairman, include the joint meeting we held with the Board of Education on January the 10th, 2023, as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
The way I would understand it, it would.
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right. Public comments. Do we have any public comments?
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman, Mr. Anthony, is it Rosso?
Yes, sir.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay, you can come up to the podium, Mr. Rosso. He wants to speak about the traffic pattern in Teachy, North Carolina.
Okay. When you get to the podium there, which if you would, prior to starting your comments, state your name and spell your last name for the record.
All right.
And then you can proceed and you have 3 minutes.
All right. Anthony Rosso, last name spelled R-O-S-S-O. Ready?
Carry on.
All right, so got to print it out. I'll just speak real quick. Hello, and thank you for letting me speak. I'm here to raise concern over the new traffic pattern that was installed on January 3rd, 2023 at the intersection of Highway 117 and Bay Road. again, Highway 117 with a 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. I started a petition around 2 weeks ago and have acquired over 1,500 signatures, mostly from Duplin County residents. This traffic pattern has been picked up by two news stations already and has caused two wrecks. According to NCDOT, only 21 wrecks have been recorded over the past year, with one last year. We're halfway through January and this intersection already has two more. The attention is there and NCDOT is well aware that they have created an issue. Just today, they installed more warning signs about the four-way stop. These have attached flags on them. So not only do they have a huge board telling you there's a new four-way, there's also two huge signs warning you there's a stop sign ahead. Yet just today, a state trooper friend of mine has wrote four tickets for driving right through it. Over the past days, he has wrote an average of three tickets per hour for running that stop sign. He's gave them all warning tickets instead of real tickets. I've sat there personally and watched many cars, trucks, and 18-wheelers skid to a stop or blow right through. The scariest part is the 18-wheelers coming from Murphy Brown and blowing through the stop sign, as this is their daily routes. The main mission is to either get it removed or a blinking light be placed instead, along with a stoplight being put at the intersection by the high school, which is only 500 yards away. I understand you guys have no control over traffic laws that are put into place here in Duplin County, but you do have the power to schedule meetings, make some phone calls, or whatever else you can do. All NCDOT has done is throw out statistics that the four-way stop reduces crashes by 77%. So far, it's done nothing but increase risk of accidents and injury of Duplin County residents. Duplin County residents have voted you guys in to do the necessary things we cannot do, such as this. To stand up for us and protect us, I hope you guys take this seriously. As a result of whatever you do for this situation, will be recognized by many citizens of Duplin County and hopefully secure your votes for the next election. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So, we appreciate it.
We appreciate your comments and we take that under advice and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Whenever you guys talk or whatnot, will this be like posted online so we can see as far as what you guys do? Is there a way to get updated?
Should I come back to the next meeting? If you leave your phone number with the clerk, somebody will be back in touch with you.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, guys.
Right now, we'll call on Scotty Sermon, our Economic Development Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This being my first meeting, do I have to spell my name as well?
No, you're good. Thank you. We got yours on the record book.
Thank you, sir. Again, I want to thank you for your time this evening and your continued support for economic development efforts to develop our county industrial parks and infrastructure. That's what I'll be speaking about this evening. The description of why I'm here this evening is we have an opportunity to continue the expansion and build out of the Duplin County Air Park Business and Industries Park with new access roads, a water line extension, sewer line extension, and associated improvements. The source of the grant funding is the North Carolina Department of Commerce, Commerce Finance Center, the Industrial Development Fund utility account. As a quick overview, we bring a potential gift this evening. A previous legislative appropriation of $1.5 million that you may know about, I'm sure you do, for Airpark, should serve as a required cash match for the IDF grant that I speak of. If approved, the funds would result in the completion of access roads and water and sewer service for the area most near the airport terminal. As applicant, we're asking the County Board of Commissioners to make a blessing to make the application for Commerce Finance Center for the improvements that I speak of. The engineer's preliminary estimate is approximately $4.5 million, which again will not require any additional cash match from the county other than what we've already identified through the allocation from the legislature. So With that being said, we thank you for your consideration.
All right. Commissioners, we've heard the request from Mr. Sumlin. What's the pleasure of the board?
The money for it has already been allocated.
Yes, sir.
In the previous budget.
No, sir. Yes, sir.
If you mind, just got to give it.
I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good. It's just recorded.
Yes, sir. The when contacting Commerce, they've at least given us preliminary indications that the $1.5 million from the county is actually the county's money now. It is allocated for the park project and can be a match.
That $1.5 million, Commissioner Edwards, was a direct appropriation from the General Assembly. It was not Duplin County tax money. It was North Carolina state tax money.
Yeah. Part of the last budget the legislature did?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So this right here is a pre-application?
Yes, sir.
So that's a misunderstanding I had for a minute.
Okay.
It's a pre-application.
I'm good.
I make a motion that we approve it.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Economic Development Director to submit a pre-application to the North Carolina Department of Commerce for an Industrial Development Fund Utility Account Grant. Is there any more questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we'll call on Mr. Roger Davis.
My name is Roger Davis. I am the Vice Chairman of the Economic Development Board that Scotty was just talking about now, but I'm also your representative to the Southeastern Partnership. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you for your time. Mr. Vice Chairman, I guess I should say. Basically, I come to you tonight I want to give you a brief report on what's going on at the Southeastern region. But one of you, Mr. Edwards probably, does not know this, but Duplin moved from the Eastern region to the Southeastern region about 6 years ago. And at this point in time, I think I can categorically say that was one of the best moves that we've ever made, without doubt. The partnership that we're talking about is made up of 43 private investors and 20 counties in southeastern North Carolina. If you glance at page 4 or 5 in the report I just put out, that tells you who the members are and who the counties are that are involved there. The partnership operates on approximately an $800,000 a year budget. Private investors joined the partnership for a 3-year term, and it costs $10,000 a year, which is $30,000 for a 3-year term. Counties pay $20,000 a year per year. At this point, I'd like to call your attention to the report that I just put. This is a biannual, a 2-year annual report. Just came out recently, and I just want to touch some highlights in that report. In the last 2 years, 2,627 jobs have been created and $573 million of investment. This is throughout the region now. But in that numbers I just threw out there, that 3 of those businesses are located in Duplin. If you glance at page 11, it shows you basically where the money goes. 88% of the money that goes into the Southeastern region is used for either marketing strategies or business development. Now I want to talk specifically to the return on investment for Duplin County. If you glance at page 12 and 13, that's the big page. The partnership went after and received a $5 million legislative grant to the partnership. Duplin's award out of this grant was $262,000, as were the other 18 counties at the time. There are 20 counties now, but at this time there were 18. Okay. What we did with that money, Scotty was talking to you a while ago about this grant to finish the infrastructure at the park. We used this $262,000, if y'all remember, you did a resolution a couple of meetings ago, to pay for the work authorization out there. I call it an engineering plan. but to plan and develop the roads, water, sewer infrastructure in the south part of Airport, I guess, no, it's the north part of Airport, basically a large percentage of the park out there. This was the seed money we needed to get started with. We were able to let this work organization, this work authorization agreement, go ahead and do all the engineering for this end of the park out there. And if this grant that Scotty's talking about comes through, then there's going to be enough money to complete the north end of the park as far as roads, water, sewer infrastructure. And that's what we're looking for. We've been working on it a long time. Also, I wanted you to note, if you will, this is just a little a carrot for Duplin County. If you look on page 13, right at the top of the page, they insert a small copy of the the Airport Master Plan that was done a couple of years ago out there. On page 14, back during the height of COVID, the General Assembly appropriated $750,000 to the Southeastern Partnership. This $750,000, in my opinion, is what opened the door for the $5 million that came after that. Okay, we applied and went to the General Assembly for that for the same purpose we did the last money before, economic development purposes. But it came to us right in the height of COVID, and it had some strings attached to it. Basically found out we could not use it for that. So the partnership then divided that money out among all the hospitals in the Southeastern region. And Duplin Viaduct got, it was a little better than $40,000 of that money came to the county. In addition to that, a couple, 3 years ago, the partnership developed a drone video of Airport. Any of you don't know what that is, we use that for marketing purposes of the airport. It's just a shot from a drone. Cost of those run from $5,000 to $7,000. This was the money that the partnership received and passed it on to the counties to do these videos. They also are always available and ready if a company coming into the area, whatever, needs any information. Now, they have all the demographics that we will need, and they can supply them on a moment's notice out there. So they do a lot of good things for the county, and I want to highlight just a minute how this thing works over there. Didn't tell you, I am your board representative to the Southeastern region and have been ever since we moved over there. When we have quarterly board meetings, we always get this thing right here called an active projects report. Okay? They go down through this, and these are companies that have indicated an interest or have sought to contact the Southeastern region. All right, the Southeastern region screens these companies. And then when we get a report, this report is divided into three sections. First part of it is announced location. That means companies that have actually announced that they're gonna build, they're gonna move, whatever, to the region. On this particular report, which was November the 14th, we had four announced projects. But the way the system works, then if you thumb on through these reports, the next section is we had 30 companies that had either visited the region or met with the Southeastern staff. They're looking a place to go. And in this case, this is their contact. Okay, it was 30 of those. And when you move on over in the last section, there's 28 what we call qualified recommendations. Now, here's where I want to stop just a minute. Southeastern region is very familiar with Duplin County. They know what buildings we got. They know what sites we got. They know everything there is to know about economic development in Duplin County, or they're right on top of that. So when a business comes into them and they get referrals from in Raleigh, the big place in Raleigh, and all other places, also they do missions as far away as trade missions, they call it, California, New York, Washington, are going on all the time over there. Like I said a while ago, a good part of their money is spent out recruiting businesses and going to trade shows and such as that. But anyway, when they get a business in and they get to a point, if that business is looking, I'm just going to give an example here. This particular, I don't want to read that one. This business requires 100,000 square foot existing building with 25 foot ceilings, least preferred,
need natural gas, need access to the interstate. This is a business that approached it. All right, what the Southeastern people do is they look down the business, and if Duplin County has what this industry is looking, then they get a referral. And in this report here, there's about 5 referrals to Duplin County. So that's the way we operate the thing. Now, 5 counties may get the referral. If 5 counties meets the needs of what this county's going to do, 5 counties may get the renewal. And then when it drops in your lap, then it's our job to sell it in Duplin County. Sell it in Duplin County. So like I said, in this report, we've had 3 businesses that received some kind of help or direction, not necessarily all of it, through the Southeastern region. And they're all established businesses now, so I can throw the name out. Igor May Solutions, down in Wallace, Metal Specialist, going in South Park, Design Mode Cabinetry. This is the cabinet business going in the old National Spending Building out there. These 3 projects are going to have an investment of $17 million. They're going to create 212 jobs. And incidentally, they brought $1,125,000 of grant monies that come from various sources into the county. Now, I want to give you an idea of how the Southeastern region works. They do work hand in hand with your local economic developer, Scotty. They're always there. They're a phone call away. And I just want to tell you that I think the money we spend in the Southeast region is some of the best money we spend in terms of economic development. Anybody got a question? I like to come once in a while and have a good report. I have a good report. I think this is good. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Roger, we thank you for your dedication to our Economic Development Board and also to the Southeastern Regional Partnership.
I enjoy it.
All right, next we're going to the Honorable Anita Savage, our Register of Deeds. If she would come forward, please.
Good evening. I'm requesting the adoption of a resolution to remove 4 property books from the Register of Deeds office for preservation, along with the approval of a budget amendment. The funds will come out of the already budgeted AEMP fund and a grant from the state.
Motion to approve.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the request to have property record books 27 part 1, 27 part 2, 29 and 96 professionally preserved, and approve a resolution to allow the Register of Deeds to remove the books from her office in the courthouse while preservation is being performed, and to approve the requested budget amendment in the amount of $12,033. Is there any questions or comments?
I'm just curious as to how old they are.
They're some of the oldest books in the office. I would say probably 150 years old. They're old.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Now that carries us to our Health Director, Ms. Tracy Simmons Carnegie.
Good evening, fellow commissioners. Have 2 agenda items on behalf of the Health Department for tonight. The first one is, the subject is the Region 8 ARPA mini grant funding opportunity we were awarded. There was quite a bit of detailed information I included in your packet, so I'll just summarize some of the important parts of this. So with the COVID-19 pandemic, we've all know that it has stretched our public health workforce throughout North Carolina, and it has exposed a number of gaps of the fundamental public health capabilities, not only to the state, but also locally here within Duplin County. So the North Carolina Division of Public Health received some funding from the CDC in regards to public health workforce related to COVID. So with that, the grant was to provide, establish, expand, train, and sustain the public health workforce to support COVID-19 prevention, preparedness, response, and recovery initiatives, including strengthening the public health workforce capabilities to address local public health priorities deriving from COVID-19. So Duplin County is the lead for Region 8 of the health departments, and so we have, through our partnership with the Southeastern Regional Health Collaborative, we budgeted $450,000 in the COVID-19 workforce grant for these 8 counties, 9 counties to apply for under AA 621. for the purpose to support and enhance the each of these nine counties' health departments, public health infrastructure. So each county could apply up to $50,000, which in half, that is what Duplin County Health Department did do. So with workforce development being a key component to achieving one of public health's fundamental responsibilities known as organizational competencies, through our review, we wanted to look at recruitment and retention, since those have been challenges for rural public health. And then I included some data for you guys as it has related to challenges with the health department here in Duplin County throughout the last couple of years. So we came up and looked at and submitted for our request was aimed to provide for recruitment and retention and succession planning within our skilled public health workforce to fill some critical gaps within Duplin County. These funds will be used for educational stipends for any current health department employee who meets one of the following criteria and commits to working in Duplin County, which is a tier one underserved county for a specific number of years. Those three criteria are: one, plans to graduate with a public health related or graduate professional degree prior to May 31st, 2023 and commits to working for 2 years post-graduation. Or two, currently enrolled in a public health related or graduate professional degree program in good academic standards to assist with current educational related costs and commits to working for 2 years after receiving their stipend. Or three, hired in the past 5 years with public health related or graduate professional degrees, loans and commitments to working for 2 years after their stipend. Additionally, we have two current vacant positions that have been vacant for a while. One is a nutritionist one position that we have had no qualified applicants for at least 2 years now. And then we have our registered environmental health specialist positions, which are, those are two hard to hire positions. And so we would also allow a sign-on bonus for anyone, as we make a contingent offer, if anyone is to fill either position by April 27, 2023. So I would like tonight to ask for acceptance of the mini-grant Region 8 ARPA funding for Duplin County Health Department for $50,000. Also, approval to sign any associated agreements or contracts related to the funding prior approval of the county attorney. So what we would do is with our employees, so the goal would be is to send out an email and they can apply. So there will be an application process, which they would have to apply for. And then through that, then we would have a contract agreement with Duplin County and that employee if they are awarded for their term. And then approval of a budget amendment for this fiscal year, 2022-2023, for a total of $50,000.
All right, commissioners, we've heard the request. The pleasure of the board.
Yeah, I make a motion that we accept the Region 8 ARPA mini grant award.
Second.
Amount of
$50,000. All right, we have a motion and a second to accept the Region 8 ARPA mini grant award in the amount of $50,000 and authorize the chairman to sign any associated agreements, contracts related to this funding pending approval by the county attorney and approved associated budget amendment. Any more questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. On to number five.
Okay. The next is related to breast and cervical cancer screening for fiscal year 22-23, AA-552, and it's in regards to revision two. So there was a one-time funding opportunity that health departments could apply for some additional funding for the breast and cervical cancer screening. And this is for the underinsured and uninsured women between the ages of 40 and 52, which we currently had about 60 women that qualified. So we applied for this one-time funding of $13,000 and received this funding. So I would like to ask for a budget for an acceptance of breast and cervical cancer program AA-452 revision number two for an additional $13,000 and a budget amendment.
All right, we've heard the request. Pleasure to the board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the breast and cervical cancer program AA-452 revision number two for an additional $13,000 on behalf of the Duplin County Health Department and approved associated budget amendments. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Mr. Clerk.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman, members of the board. I have just a few announcements of some things that are going on at the event center coming up. The American Rough Stock Association Finals Rodeo will be held February the 10th and the 11th. That's nightly at 7 o'clock. The Monster Truck Wars Monster Truck Show will be February the 18th. We'll have country artist Justin Moore in concert on March the 3rd. And the annual Blue Brew and Q Festival will be held on March the 25th at the Event Center. That's all the announcements I have tonight, Mr. Vice Chairman.
All right. That brings us to the end of the agenda. I will ask any of the commissioners if they have anything that they wish to speak on at this time.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, I have something.
All right.
And I apologize for the fact that I didn't say something during the public comments. We typically don't. But based on what Mr. Rosso came before us to speak about, I personally have received several calls in regards to what's taking place with the stop signs. And though it not be in the control of any members that sit here before you, it is my observation that such a change has created a lot of conversation without the leadership being involved. To wit, several phone calls have been made by myself to Senator Jackson, Representative Dixon, to kind of see what information they had. And it is for the record to be known that our representatives at the state level have not been contacted about the changes that pertain to these stop signs. So I rolled it up to the Board of Transportation, and I spoke with a couple of members on that board to try to figure out where did this originate from and why. I do not have those answers as of yet, but what I would like to share is that in this process, we may not have the decision-making power, but I think it's appropriate that we at least be included in the decision prior to the decision taking place so that we can be prepared to communicate to the citizens here in the county what is coming. To my understanding, Mr. Clerk, you had no indication of these changes taking place here in the county as well, correct?
No, sir. The first knowledge I had was when a citizen called to express their concerns when they saw the signs go up on 117 that a new traffic pattern would be in place.
And again, a situation where things change, we need to be aware so we can communicate. Now, to get it redirected, that's not something that I'm prepared to speak on, but to make sure that everyone aware these changes are taking place as a result of a DOT decision, the way we should communicate, in my opinion, is make sure that everyone is in the center of the same page so that we're all speaking the same language to those that's going to have questions. And if there is a change and attempt to be made, at least we're well aware as to what and how we can come together collectively to make those changes. Again, I've gone out there looking in the district. It is in my district, and I think it part of it is in Commissioner Dow district. And I personally, to sit at that intersection and observe what's taking place, it is very surprising to me that the decision was made however it has been made. But I'm hoping by the next meeting that I will have information in writing as to how this came about so that at least everyone is well informed as to where the decisions came from and how it evolved and where we may be able to go as a county. But it's most important that we as elected officials are speaking the same language and show decor for each other so that when the decisions come and the questions come, we're prepared to respond to those in a professional and inclusive manner so that the citizens don't feel totally blindsided. I just wanted to make sure I communicated that. It is a process that we're dealing with, but I can assure you that we are making all efforts possible to make sure that our citizens are well informed about the actions that take place here in Duplin County. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, and I will say this, I know the one in Clipso opened today, correct?
I left to go to Durham this morning and went through the intersection and came home this afternoon and had stopped.
And I got a call today, and the lady was sitting there 5 minutes, and there was two cars on 117 coming out of Mount Olive. Never stopped, just 35 right on through, 45, whatever that speed limit is there. So it's not only, we're not only dealing with the one at Wallace. We've got that one in Clipso, and there's two more coming into Rome's Chapel area toward the end of the month. And on 403, and they're only going to be 100 yards apart.
And I believe there's another one on 117 at Calypso.
The 117 alternate and Trade Street is what opened today. And then in Calypso, and then the two at Rome's Chapel are scheduled for toward the end of the month, 1st of February. And so I understand there's a total of five that's going to be done in the county. So that's what was on the Channel 7 news site anyway, and I can't remember. That's four of them. I don't know, can't remember where the fifth one was. But all right, any other commissioners have anything?
I'm good.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of the agenda. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until Monday, February the 6th, 2023 at 6 p.m.
So moved.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We now stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming.